Paul, I know with video and scouting and whatnot these days, there's not that many secrets left right. in the NHL. But do you think any of your colleagues, especially in the Eastern Conference, and by that I mean coaches, will be surprised at what Dustin Byfuglien's been doing for you back on defense in the last month?
You know, maybe after a game that they go back and they look through it and see how effective he's been. But you go through one or two pre-scouts, it's there. So it's a function of Dustin, without question. I mean, he has really taken to the things that we're asking him to do or that our game needs to have happen. It's also a function of the forwards not putting our D in a difficult situation. So I don't know where it spans back. Some of it came style of play, maybe through Atlanta. There was a very offensive motion kind of driven team, which is a real challenge to be good at offensively, even to be able to fit into that. He's capable of doing that, making those reads, kind of the off the book scripts, stuff like that. But to play defense in that is, you know, very, very difficult. I don't know that anybody does that successfully. So I think that's a big chunk of what you didn't like about his defensive game. It wasn't just Dustin. It was the whole group's defensive game because he was playing 26, 27 minutes. And then if you're chasing games and the reaction maybe in the past to being either down a goal or even going into a game was, you know, create more. And he's capable of it, so he would do it. So there wasn't a place to value his defensive game because it wasn't really valued here. I don't know if that's fair or not. I'm sure it's not completely fair, but it didn't look like it from the video. So he's fit into a scheme and a benefactor, you know, and even more as you get injured guys back, you have other people moving the puck. The game should get easier for all of them to read.
Yeah.
At least a handful, maybe a dozen incidents where he's really, you know, made someone.
Yeah, his ability to tight gap because of his physicality is as good as better than anybody that we have on that blue line. When he closes on you, there's not a lot of room to go. And I think even maybe some penalties he takes is more the violence of the collision than evil intent. He just goes over. He's so big and he's so strong. But we're trying to play that tight gap game, which means he's going to get into collisions. And when you're that big, you're going to anger people.
Paul, just to continue with Dustin, he wasn't on the ice for practice today.
He's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
What's impressed you most about Adam Lowry's transition to the NHL in his first half of the season here?
So you wait for a moment, and it takes longer for defensemen, but you wait for a moment when the young player demands a certain amount of respect on the ice in their physicality. You know, for defensemen, you always watch their eyes when the whistle blows, you know, when they get to that point that they believe they should be here and they have a right to be here. They never drop their eyes on a whistle. You know, they're standing in front of that looking at a guy. I mean, what are you going to do now? And he has that physicality in the game. Is interesting. The first time you saw it, I thought it was in L.A., like early in the year. We weren't playing very well, but he wasn't taking different routes to get to guys. He was finishing hard, and we've seen him be real physical. His intelligence is there. Like, his stick is really good. And then an understanding that he can do good things for us. There's the face-off play in Minnesota, 8 seconds left to go with a penalty kill, D-zone draw, and he and Frolik went out to take it, and he understood what was happening there. We needed him to take that face off. It was a shorthanded situation. Normally Jimmy would go, but he had just come off the ice. We had run Brian Little right into the ground at that, but we needed him to take that draw, and you can tell by the way he looked back at you when he said, "That's yours," he knew what he was doing, and he knows his values. So there's been in a maturity. He's not playing a quiet game. He's not just trying to hang on. I think he feels like a member of the team, and he should. He looks like a guy that feels now that he belongs in this league, and he does.
You saw him a bit in the Calder Cup playoffs, but how much growth have you seen from that time to now?
almost the same. Like, I saw two games, game four and game five in the conference final, and he was really good in game four, positionally really good. And he got the puck on his stick, and he made a safe play and a right play, and you're watching, you're thinking, if he can get a half step, would he do more with the puck? Or is that what he's going to do every time? And then the next game was a real nasty game. It was violent, and he just kind of blossomed in that. Like, he was finishing checks, and he was faster. He excelled in that environment, and we're starting to see that here. You know, positioning's always been good. If he's made a mistake, it's once or twice, but it's never repeatable. There's nothing that we haven't felt that we could fix positioning-wise. But he's driving harder now, driving to the net. You know, the goal he scored in many, he's in there battling because he looks like he belongs.
Paul, not to relive the goal, but go back to yesterday's first goal. In that situation, what would you like to see your team do in the defensive zone on the delayed high stick? Do you want them to back off and force the referee to blow it down? Do you want to see them touch it, or do you want to see your guys be a little bit more aggressive and bang it out? I mean, how would you like to see that unfolded again if it ever happens again in your own zone?
A little like the whistle to have blown when they touched it off his skate. Would have liked that to have happened. Didn't. So your options are this. You can just sit off it. It's not your high stick. You just wait, and eventually the referees will blow the whistle, or they'll pull out, or so you can have the patience to do that. The other is to take inside body position on the guy so you're not throwing it into trouble, which is kind of what we did, and have an easy out on that. Yeah, that happens so rarely in our game. It's not something that we talk to them about it. But it's either going out hard or it's going to your stick. Those are the two. It's just not going in the middle anywhere into it. It's not going into a hole in your end. You're not trying to get it out of trouble in your end. It's either absolutely out or absolutely on somebody's tape.
Because as you say, it happens so infrequently that sometimes it's right. A little bit of paralysis by analysis, right?
There's always something new, right? The penalty in Minnesota on Carter stepping out of the box. That's the first time I've seen that. I mean, I know it's in the rule book. I know it's a call. You can't play the puck from outside the playing surface. But I've never seen it before, so there's always something new, something to work on. We'll remember it. Shame on us if we do it.
Coach, you're approaching your first anniversary in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say you've seen a lot of growth in 2014 from this team?
Well, we hope so, right? So growth means you continue to grow. So I think we've had some real good starts to our foundation. I think when we're talking to our players on a daily basis, we're not changing messages. We've been pretty consistent with that, and I think that message is understood in the room. They believe in what they're trying to do and what they're good at, and we've seen on a pretty nightly basis the adherence to that identity.
Personally, for you, 2014 must have been a memorable year. Well, I mean, still have a couple of days back in the NHL. You know, you had to contemplate your future. Have you thought about it at all, or is that a discussion you have with your family?
No, I've thought about it an awful lot because this move to Winnipeg has been just fantastic. More importantly, to be honest with you, on a personal level. Well, my family loves it here in Winnipeg. My kids are in great schools. My girl's a northern girl. She likes the snow, hates the heat. The people have been fantastic. The neighbors are great. Maybe it's because you get a little older, you get a little nostalgic at times. This place is so much like where I grew up that I'm driving my truck down the road and you're having flashbacks of being a young kid, and it makes you happy. You know, we've had my mother-in-law's in town now. Both my parents have been up. We've had family in. We've had somebody at the house almost straight through from the day that we moved in, and it feels like you're home. So I've enjoyed the hockey from day one. I remember calling home after a week and you saying you just feel like you fit here, you know, and that's what's happened since my family's moved here. It's been just a great, great change in life. It's at the right time. Schools are great. The people here in Winnipeg are fantastic. So I have thought about it a lot. It's in a year's time. I was thinking about the cold. The coldest I think I've been in the last 20 years was on the desk at the outdoor classic game. I was out there for about 7 hours thinking it couldn't get any colder. And then I, 3 weeks later, was in Winnipeg and it was colder. But it's been from on a personal level, it's just been fantastic.
After that
Philadelphia Flyers game, you had talked about wanting to get the team to a place where it was comfortable when it had a little bit of a padded lead and the other team made that push and being able to push back. Do you see yesterday as being that same issue recurring?
No, I thought there was a change in the Philadelphia game. I thought we were really good early on and then not so good later in the game. I never felt we were really good last night. I thought it was even. You know, we didn't come out with the same kind of attack jump. And when you go back, and sometimes I'll watch the game twice, and sometimes I'll just watch the other team play to really get a feel. Many played a good, hard defensive game. I mean, they were on it. So, and the shot differential early in that game was high, but there was a lot of kind of them just putting the puck at the net trying to create a forecheck. I never felt we had a hold of that game, even at 2-0. I also didn't feel a lot changed to let that slip away where they started really coming at us. I mean, they had basically three chances to score after about the 17 mark of the second, so I didn't think they were coming at us at all. It was some strange broken plays that are on us. I'm not saying, hey, it was just a couple of bad mistakes, but in terms of quality offense, if you take the special teams out, their 5-on-3 got them going a little bit. It was actually a really even game. So I never felt we lost something because I never felt from the bench that we had a great grasp on it. Not that they were all over us. We just, that game was never, you know, we never choked that one down. We could never get a real good hard hold on it. Okay.